I spent the last 3 years learning from some of the best business minds inside the game of basketball. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to create freedom and have fun while doing it. So the question is, how are hoopers and basketball fanatics like us using those same skills that gave us success on the court to give us success in our new sport of business? This podcast will give you the answer. Join me as I learn, apply, share knowledge, and change lives through the game that changed mine. My name is Myson Jones, and welcome to the Basketball to Business Podcast.
Basketball trainers, thank you for listening to this. This will be a very quick one. It's one, I'm grateful that you're listening to this. Two, this is about a current challenge that we are having to figure out. It is peak seasonality usually for basketball trainers since kids are out of school. And for our personal basketball training business, we are not technically a higher learning institution, but our name is Hoops University. And I remember going to a doctor's appointment and reading the fine print for some reason and seeing that they consider themselves a teaching institution. So my understanding of that was, hey, we may have residents here. And a resident is basically a doctor who is in graduate medical school and they are continuing their education under a supervisor. So my thought about that was, I could have somebody who's literally still learning, which all should be still learning, but that person could be working on me, helping me out. And I thought, right now in this seasonality, it's not about marketing and recruiting. It is about it, but that's not the main constraint. The main constraint for us, at least, is having more people to service the current demand. And even when the slower times come, it is ideal to think of having someone who can assist with the sessions when you are not able to be there. Like that's the ideal, right? We go from owner operator to just owner. And I think about somebody who's played ball for a while and they want to continue their basketball education. They could have a supervisor, which is us, which is you. And it makes me think about the business that we're actually in. Sometimes it's marketing and sales. Sometimes it's actually recruiting. And right now it is recruiting, hiring trainers to assist you, assist me, and training them is the real spill. If we're going to be in the gym, why not help assist train that person? It's going to cost more or you won't be paying yourself as much. But I don't know the financials around that for you, but I do think it's worth the time investment, the time capital. I started other businesses that I'll tell you about later, and I'm realizing now it's worth allocating that time and resource, those other resources, to just one. My wife said that a long time ago, but I had to try it out and see. And I don't realize, you know, I do realize now that I have to be a better manager, a better recruiter, and find the right person, because it's literally worthwhile. It's been amazing to find the right teammates, and they are what makes this feel like college basketball, again, in regards to the camaraderie, and it's worth the search. And sometimes you find somebody who would train for free in this industry because they love it so much. But the question I've been running into is, are they good enough? Will the parents like them? Or will they just want you? And I've been listening heavily to Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. And, you know, one portion talks about if you're feeling stuck, hire admin who helps with admin and calendar related tasks that you want to delegate. If you're feeling stalled, hire delivery for training, where for us, that would be training, where we train the trainer. We train the person who is actually offering or delivering the promise that we made to the customer. Or customer support, whatever that is. And the mindset shift for me has been, this is of utmost importance. Find people who are qualified, who are quality, and who can help to buy back time, not just to grow the business, but to buy back time. And then once the thought behind this book is that once you hire to buy back your time rather than grow your business, you will be able to work on higher quality or more important tasks that can make more money than put back into buying back more time. And you just keep repeating that cycle. And I would say the most monumental shift in what I'm working towards right now is the 10-80-10 rule. And it's the shift from being the person doing the majority of the sessions to doing the first 10%. And then the 80% in the middle is done by someone else. And the last 10% is what we take over. So design the cake, but don't decorate it and put the special touches on it afterwards at the end. So a lot in a little bit of time, but that is the current state of mind right now. And that is what the attempted execution is in finding the right fit, the great teammate who can take care of the majority of the training, especially for the trainees that we don't need to be training, and making it worthwhile for that person too. So that's my assignment. That's what I'm going to be working on after I get off of this, and hope you guys have a great start to your week and got something valuable from this podcast episode. And if you did, share it with another trainer, and see you guys, talk to you guys on the next one.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.